Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope everybody's doing good today. I hope you were able to work on some goals. I hope, on top of everything, that you were able to move ahead. Now, I have started thinking about what I need to do to get folks to interact with me more. I'm going to start limiting the amount of writing that I do. The reason isn't because that I can't keep writing. It's a simple fact of that I want to think more strategically. I want to do more investigative reporting. Now, this could mean that it takes me a week to write something. It could mean that it takes me a few days. But I'm wanting to do better for you. I've been thinking about what we need to do. What it is that as a nation, as a conservative movement, that we need to do to be better. Not just for ourselves, but for each other. Because if we do good for each other, that means that we're doing good for more than just us. The little things are seen whenever we do good for each other, those little things really are seen. Now, it may not be noticed by you that you're being seen, but it is. And people get to thinking, well, maybe I need to work on being better for others. The things that conservatives have done when they're in power has been good for the economy. It's been good in so many ways, but you still have those instances where it's painted as bad. And then there are instances where we honestly try to do something that is good, but it turns out, because human beings, being what they are, make it so that it doesn't turn out good. One of the things that happened was the deregulation. All the deregulation that was done under Reagan led to us having our issues with the pharmaceutical companies today. It is annoying that that happened. It wasn't because it was a bad idea. No, it was done that way because at the same time that he was doing that, you had the greed is good mentality starting up in this country. It was bad timing. It wasn't that deregulation doesn't help business. It's that you've got these people who go to these colleges and are taught these things, and at the end of the day, it turns into, hey, let's see what we can do to make ourselves better, but not anybody else. That's also paid attention to by other people. The businesses that do good for others, such as Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, those companies are slammed by liberals. Why? Because it doesn't fit into the greed is good mentality that they are taught in college. It doesn't fall in line with the different ways that they have to mess with other people. So, it turns into a self-fulfilling prophecy for the liberals because they're constantly looking for ways to mess with people in bad ways. Unions are an extension of what was known as trade guilds back in the day. Now, the trade guilds themselves weren't bad. They actually did a lot of good, and there was some good that was done by the unions. But at the same time, you had folks that saw a way to monetize it, make money for themselves. That's all that unions are. It's a more organized way for the leadership to understand how to make money for themselves off the backs of the workers. If you take a look at the movie industry, common sense would be you don't make movies that don't make a profit. But instead, that's what they're doing anymore. They're spending all this money to make all these movies that don't make any money just so they can make a political statement that nobody wants to see, doesn't make any sense, and is a pipe dream, yet they keep making it. The movies that are good are making money. I mean... You take a look at the different movies that have done really well. Hey, those movies are out there making good money. Nobody even has to put that much effort into advertising them. Now, they're going to be advertised if they're from certain studios, but they don't have to be advertised as much because people talk about them. It's called word of mouth. That is what social media is. Social media is you get a bunch of people that have common interests that get to talking. Well, if the 2016, I still haven't seen it yet. I'm wanting to. The 2016 Ghostbusters. I want to see all the Ghostbusters movies. I'm going to do that. I still haven't done that. I think I talked about this the other day. The 2016 one is the one with the all-female cast that I'm not sure what they were attempting, but they were trying to make some kind of little political statement, and it failed miserably. They go back and they make a change, and all of a sudden it's succeeding. Well, they changed it back to something that was more in line with the original story. Why? Because people love the original story. I still know people, young folks included, that adore Mel Brooks movies. It wouldn't be made in modern Hollywood, but people adore Mel Brooks movies. Why? Because they're funny. They made money. They're not cult classics. They're just plain long good movies. And that's what I don't understand about these folks in Hollywood. They keep wanting to go, oh, well, we're just going to make a political statement in our movies. It ain't working. You know it ain't working. So you're going to ruin good things so that your voice is heard in a way that nobody wants to hear it. That's the only thing that I can figure out. You can't figure out with common sense, because you're going off of the message that you were taught in college. And seriously, that's all they're doing. These college professors started teaching things that make no sense, and they're trying to get it to work. These colleges are teaching kids that what they have to do is be some kind of liberal mastermind, that oh, the climate change issue is real. It isn't, but they think it is. Does the climate change? Yes. You take a look through history. We've had ice ages, we've had warming periods. It's seriously been going on. But these folks continue and continue to do these things because they're wanting to push an agenda that gives them power. They don't want you to have power. They want the power. You take a look at, say, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan came in to do good for everybody. That's what he was trying to do. And yes, he had his moments. Yes, he didn't always get what he wanted to do done. But he did good by those of us in this country. He did good for so many people outside of this country. But now you take a look at the liberalism of, say, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter got convinced to lie when Three Mile Island happened. And it was proven that he lied. That made him weak. He put people into power that should never have been put into power. And they did bad things. Department of Education happened. That's done bad for us. We keep trying to appease the liberals in this country. And all that it does is keep eroding this country. They've taken over the news, and you see how the lies have propagated. You can see how things are happening in this country via the news that make no sense. We allowed it to happen because we were like, okay, well, you've got to go to college. And you're having to get back. Nowadays, people are starting to realize going to college doesn't do anything for you except give you an education in how to be liberal. There are so many of these degrees that we do not need all of these people having. It's truth. We keep doing it to ourselves, though. We keep allowing these people to have power Yet, all it does is ruin us. You keep hearing in the liberal media about all these things that we're supposed to be offended by and how we're supposed to be mad at these different things. And they talk about it in panels. In reading the book Slanted by Cheryl Atkinson, I was reading it because I was wanting to know her opinion on things. She didn't give her opinion, she gave facts. She's one of the old school journalists. She gives facts. I mean, she has her opinions, but that was what it was. I don't know whether she's liberal or conservative. I could care less. She talked with several people that she worked with. She worked at CNN back years ago, 90 to 93. She has since talked to people and these are liberals. She said what their politics were. And she got to asking them what they thought of the current day CNN. These are people that supported Biden, Obama. These are those kinds of liberals. The kinds of people that were benefited in their political leanings by the election of these men. But what they did find out, what she found out, talking to these men and women, is that they don't want CNN to be anything but the news. When Ted Turner started CNN and kept it going until he sold it in around 2000, his comment was, the news is the star. You don't talk about your personal life. You don't talk about he didn't even want them talking about their age. He wanted news to be the main topic. And there were times you could tell that the person was liberal in little things that they did, but for the most part, they were talking about the news. And these people that helped pioneer that are ashamed of what CNN has become. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch all of these channels in which the news is secondary to what's going on. I want to watch channels. If I'm wanting news, I want to find a channel that's actually got the news. I don't want to hear what your opinion should be on it. I don't like watching. I used to like morning news a little bit when I was in school. Like before school started, before I got on the bus to go to school, I enjoyed watching some of the stuff that was on there. During the summertime, when I'm eating breakfast, I'd watch morning news because it was fascinating. I've since tried to do that, and it ain't worth it to me. But these channels are still staying on the air. And it surprises me how it's still staying on the air. It's because it's getting fueled by liberals. I know what the answer is. It just, the liberals are paying good money to keep these shows and channels on the air that nobody wants to watch. I guess they think, oh, if we keep pumping money into it, eventually somebody will watch it and we'll get our way. But it doesn't happen. I am well aware that Fox News is popular. It has a more conservative leaning than the other channels. But I don't like it because of all the panels. They're basically trying to tell you how to think. Now, if you read a news article for it to tell you how to think, you're falling into a trap. Now, I can read an opinionated article and still get facts out of it. And I normally end up looking through it, trying to find a way to do exactly that. And if you want the truth, that's what you have to do. But the truth is so difficult to find anymore. I mean, that's the sad part of it. The truth is so hard to find anymore. And we have to start digging for it because they're trying to cover up the truth. I wrote an article quite a few years back in which I covered something to do with I forget what the main topic of the article was. But in it, I likened what happened to the Klan bake. 1924 Democratic National Convention. In that, or during that time, Woodrow Wilson's family and his supporters were the ones that held power in the Democrat Party. These were exceedingly racist people. They were so racist that as they were gaining, or as they were trying to get things done at the Democratic National Convention, to show support for Woodrow Wilson's family and supporters, the Klan was in Jersey City, across the Hudson from New York City, and the night before a big vote, they all the KKK and their supporters went to the edge of the Hudson, where you could see them from New York City, and they held themselves a big rally. They made sure that all the Democrats that were in New York City saw their big support for Woodrow Wilson's supporters and family. And the Democrat National Convention voted the way that the KKK wanted. We have similar situations going on. It may not be being done by the KKK, but it's being done by the powers that be within the Democrat Party. The SEIU helped fund, it's been proven, the Occupy movement. We know that it happened. And the rapes and the violence that occurred during the Occupy movement were all done on the dime of the hardworking people that are represented by the SEIU. The SEIU doesn't just represent government employees. They also represent nurses and those people that work in hotels, things like that. this organization on camera, even though they weren't convicted of it, there is film of this. Members of the SEIU attacked police officers. There is also all of what happened with the rapes. There were people that tried to cover up the fact that women were getting raped. They tried to convince the news organizations to cover it up, not tell people, oh, it'll hurt the cause. At the time they did it, there were still good people, even in power, at these news organizations. It wasn't long before or after that that you started seeing the news organizations changing how they dealt with things. The people in power started realizing that they had to do what the Democrats wanted them to do. And so you've got the news the way that it is nowadays. Now, I would like for things to go back. The only way for that to happen is if you and I make the change. We've got to start new news organizations, because the old ones aren't going to change easily, and it would be a whole lot easier. It would be a whole lot easier for us just to start our own news organizations. I'm not talking about news that has a necessarily conservative slant. I'm talking about news where it's the facts and only the facts, where the news is the star. Ted Turner, who is one of the biggest liberals of all time, Mary Jane Fonda, the woman who sat on a frickin' Viet Cong anti-aircraft gun seat. Still made a news organization until he sold it that wanted to focus on nothing but the news. That's all they wanted to focus on was the news. We don't have that now, and we need it now. I could care less about the politics of the people talking about the news. I could care less about the panels. I just want to hear the news. I don't want to only hear about two or three topics when I listen to the news. I try to cover topics that are rarely covered, or if they're covered, it's just cursory. Now, I don't have the ability to cover the news the way that I would like to do it. But as I grow, I am going to bring people in that can do that, that are not looking to give you an opinion. Now, I'll always give you my opinion just for the simple fact of when I start this, I go, howdy. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. This is my organization that I'm starting. This is mine. And I want to have you knowing that the buck stops with me on everything. I would like to see other people do this. I want to see more news covered, not from a conservative standpoint, not from a liberal standpoint, but from the news standpoint. I want to see the truth. I want to have news organizations that ask the tough questions, that cover the government corruption, that cover the crimes that are going on across the country because of the policies that have been enacted. I don't want to hear, oh, we're doing good for people, when what you're doing is creating environments that are unsafe for people. That's because unintended consequences, here is something that is considered conservative, it's part of the law and order, folks. We have private prisons. Because of them, there are more people that are becoming incarcerated than need to be incarcerated. We could have people out that are getting sent to prison on maximum sentences that could have been out on parole on a first-time offense that weren't doing anything necessarily bad. I mean, yes, they committed a crime. Yes, they were doing something bad. But they could have shown that they still had an opportunity to be productive citizens, that they had made a mistake when they did the stupid thing that they had done. And you're sitting here going, well, you have to be punished. There are ways to punish people without sending them to prisons that are making a profit off of these people. Seriously. The contracts that are written means that these judges are having to sentence people to jail that learned their lesson just by being arrested. You punish them by putting them on parole, have them actually sitting there showing that they changed their lives, and not send them to jail. Keep them being productive for everybody instead of being a burden on the taxpayers. The more that I have researched about these prisons, the more that I realize that they're a big scheme. But they're necessary for the law and order, folks. No, everybody does not need to go to prison. How sad is it that a country that was founded on freedom in the way that this country was, yes, we didn't always do it right, but a country that was founded on freedom has the highest incarceration of any nation in the world, and it doesn't stop crime. The high incarceration rate does not stop crime. As a matter of fact, more and more of these criminals that are going on YouTube because they're getting out of prison and they're like, I've got to find a way not to go back to prison. I don't want to go back to prison. These folks that have spent years committing crimes and then spending years in jail, they're talking about how going to jail is like going to graduate school for them. They're finding better ways to be criminals. But you don't hear so much about that in these news channels, and I use news loosely. You don't hear about this stuff on these channels because the liberals are profiting off of it because it's big government. The law and order folks don't want to hear about it because they're thinking that their way of thinking is wrong. And at the end of the day, all we are showing is that this country doesn't believe in freedom anymore, doesn't believe in rehabilitation. Yes, there is a way to punish people and still rehabilitate them. When you listen to the actual things that would make, when you find out the things that can actually help those folks who are willing to help themselves, you realize, yes, some of these folks actually mistakenly did, okay, mistake is not the right word. They did something out of desperation many times. They did things, well, okay, sometimes there were a couple of times that some of these things were a mistake. But then again, though, you're also sending people to jail that are protecting their kids. You're sending people, some of the people that have had to go to trial for protecting themselves or for protecting others annoys me. But hey, it builds the prisons. It's making certain companies money. These companies pay big dollars out to the politicians. And the law and order folks are all for it. Why? Because they're not wanting to hear the facts. They're just wanting to hear, oh, somebody committed a crime, so they need to go to jail automatically. When, if you are actually a small government person, you need to find the things that can actually be done without having large government. And the prison system that we have in this country is big money that is giving money to the politicians that aren't doing things for the betterment of law and order. That aren't doing things for the betterment of this country. Instead, they're doing things for the betterment of their pocket. Because these companies are out there doing that. If you don't believe me, research it yourself. There is a excellent book written by this liberal fella. I'm going to have to find the name of this book now. I'm not going to do it right now. I'll get back to you on it. But there's this liberal fella that went undercover as a prison guard. I think it was in Louisiana. And he covered his experiences inside of this prison in Louisiana. It was a private prison. This isn't a state-run facility. This wasn't a federally ran system. No, this was a privately ran prison. And the things that he put in that book. Now I'm going to look this up. I think he may have worked for Vice, which kind of caused me not to consider reading it.
By book written by journalist going undercover in a prison. American prison. Let's see here. This is it. American Prison, a reporter's undercover journey into the business of punishment. It's written by a gentleman by the name of Shane Bauer. Now, I don't know what else that he's written, but let me tell you the description of this book here. In 2014, Shane Bauer was hired for $9 an hour to work as an entry-level prison guard at a private prison in Winfield, Louisiana. An award-winning investigative journalist, he used his real name. There was no meaningful background check. 4 months later, his employment came to an abrupt end. But he had seen enough, and in short order, he wrote an expose about his experience that won a national magazine award and became the most read feature in the history of the magazine Mother Jones. Okay, I thought it was Vice. It's Mother Jones. Still, an extremely liberal organization. Still, there was much more that he needed to say. In American Prison, Bauer weaves a much deeper reckoning with his experiences together with the thoroughly researched history of for-profit prisons in America for their origins in the decades before the Civil War. For, as soon as he realized, we can't understand the cruelty of our own current system and its place in the larger story of mass incarcerations without understanding where it came from.
Now, I read this, and I was shocked. Not because I was reading a liberal and enjoying how hard he worked for this. Mr. Bauer would be known as a muckraker. That's what he is. He went undercover, and he found out the information firsthand. I don't even want to know how in the world this was, he was allowed to go undercover, but he was. And he saw things that what he wrote about, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was weird. And we need to start paying attention to these things. Okay. Here's something interesting. The USDA, now I'm not sure why they're wanting to do this. I just saw something and it boggled the mind, so I did a quick check and it was a quick check. I did, as I'm reading to you the other stuff, I did this quick check. This is from the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. Do you have a community farm or garden that you'd like to designate a people's garden? That wording. People's garden. Garden of different sizes and types, including school gardens, community gardens, urban farms, and small-scale agricultural projects in rural and urban areas can be recognized as a people's garden. Join the People's Garden community by registering a garden using the People's Garden registration form. Grow the garden using sustainable practices that benefit people and wildlife. Teach about gardening and resilient local food systems. Your garden or farm location will be posted on this map. We'll send you a People's Garden sign to display and invite you to our monthly People's Garden webinars. Gardens on federal property must donate or use produce for educational purposes, but this isn't talking about that. What in the world? I am hoping that them doing this is just them trying to be proactive in getting people to grow gardens. I'm hoping that's what this is. I'm looking, started in 2009, okay. It's been around a while. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's anything to worry about, but it is odd. I don't know. I really don't know. People keep doing these things. I just don't know why we're doing the things that we're doing. Now I don't know whether to be concerned or just leave it to you folks to figure out. I really don't. Okay, here's somebody. Milo Yield is the name of this person. He's got a opinion article on something called the Fence Post. I'm a gardener, and usually I welcome new information about gardening, but last week I came upon some gardening information that had me scratching my head, but I got dandruff, not a eureka moment. Let me explain. As best as I can tell from the info, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has renewed its push for the People's Garden Initiative, a proposal that would include registering vegetable gardens nationwide. According to USDA, the move is to foster a more diverse and resilient local food system. Hey, the government's trying to do something I was talking about. To register your garden with USDA, you must meet several easy obtainable standards. Interesting to me, the USDA, which usually almost begs for public comments on proposed policy changes or additions, has, the best of my knowledge, been turned down, has been turned off in a U.S. I agree with this. I'm going personal now. I see registering of all local gardens as a federal program overkill and a waste of USDA budget monies. Hey, I agree with that. Personal. Yeah, there's something strange about this. I'm going to keep watch on this program. Yes, it started up in 2022. I'm just now hearing about it. That was while I was going through some of my, medical stuff, so I wasn't always paying attention to everything. I'm confused by it all. Why the USDA would want to do this, I really don't know. Looking at the time, I've talked about the news. I've talked about how we can make a solution to fix the news, which is ignore all the other stuff and start our own. We need to work together, ladies and gentlemen. We do. We've got to make this country a better place, and it's not going to be just me flapping my jaws. Me flapping my jaws is not going to cause things to change. We've got to do so many changes in this country. So we got to work together for it. And if you like my thought processes, I am Redneck Thinker on MeWe, YouTube, Rumble, Reddit, Twitter, well, X, sorry, I'm old. And changing stuff all of a sudden just kind of throws me for a loop. I'm going by my name on Facebook. It's Paul Shannon. I have a free book. It is via visual novel software. It's the Founding Freedoms Primer. It is at itch.io. So you have many choices. You have ways that I can help you learn different things. I hope that you liked what you heard. I hope you have a chance to interact with me. So this is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Have a good day.